when in a large compartment everyone was seated and all the luggage loaded, the family group completed. Excitement as the train now leaves the local station. Everyone perceiving a feeling of elation. The servants in the third class, all with faces radiant. The train now fairly straining up its first steep gradient. Countryside it races, such a rattling and a clattering, rhythmic chucking as it paces. Nurse is quietly rocking baby, mother dozing, father reading, children gazing through the window. Trees and streams seem to be speeding. Realization. The train is stopping. Doors are opening. Whistles blare. All alighting from the carriage. Platforms busy. Great sea air. Call the porter for the luggage. What? No luggage? This can't be. Did you tip the porter, father? Mother calls out nervously. Father, fuming, calls the driver, calls the station master too. Sorry, sir, it's not our doing. We will send it on to you. Father marching to the taxi, mother fretting, following along. Nurse with baby shrieking loudly, children calling, what is wrong? Father should have tipped the porter, much more than a farthing's worth. So, he didn't load the luggage in the first class luggage berth. It arrived early next morning by the first train down the track. So, as to the moral of this story, if you're too mean, watch out, Jack.